that there's a daily mass going on in a rural area of Cork all along, attended by locals, which is totally against the regulations. So that's a cloyne issue as opposed to the bishop's office here in the city area, where I'm joined by Father Tom Hayes. Thanks for taking the call, Father Tom, at short notice. Morning to you.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'll come back to the mock communions in a moment, but what is the story with churches being open, if and when that might happen?
I suppose just briefly, Neil, as you know, the middle of March was a bit of chaos in the country. There was a lot of things turned upside down. The government introduced regulations about gatherings of people and so on. So initially, obviously, masses had to be cancelled to comply with the government regulations. And there was a provision made to have just 10 people be able to attend a funeral mass.
Yeah.
So in our diocese, they're the only masses that have been happening in recent times, apart from priests saying masses privately, some of them in the churches and some of them out of their own homes and so on. But as well as that, then the churches in our diocese and all across Munster, the churches took a decision to close the churches, again, because of safety of people, because we couldn't guarantee that people going in would not contribute to spreading the virus.
Mm.
So at this point, what's happening is we're aiming to reverse gradually back out of that beginning next Monday. Monday is the first phase of easing back of the restrictions by the government. So Bishop Fintan and the people across our diocese in recent days have been working to put together a plan to allow people to come into the churches just for personal prayer. So we're not restarting any gatherings. There won't be any masses or communions or anything like that going on in the churches. But people will be able to go in to say a personal prayer, maybe to light a candle, to spend a moment of personal prayer in the presence of the Lord or their favourite saint, and to come back out again. But there's a lot being done to make that happen. So there's a lot of printing of posters. We're going to have to install sanitizers in those churches so that people will sanitize on the way in and on the way out. And there's a whole page of guidance that the bishop has issued to the parishes, which are conditional. They'll have to be in place before the church can open.
Okay. And did you have to get the green light from the HSC or from any government department? The reason I ask is because what you've just described, from my perspective, falls into phase four, July 20th, opening of museums, galleries, places of worship.
That's for gatherings. As in for having, like at the moment, for example, the government didn't actually decree that the churches should be closed. The churches were actually closed by the churches.
Right.
Not by the government. So, for example, in other parts of the country, the churches never closed.
Get away, so really. The doors were open and you could wander in.
Yes. So you mentioned, for example, there a while ago that somebody said that church in Kilkenny was open.
Yeah.
Probably was. The churches in the west of Ireland all remained open for people to go in and say a prayer. So the bishops of the Munster area took a more a different decision. They decided that we would go very cautious and close the churches just to be absolutely safe with people. Also keeping in mind that a lot of the people who mind our churches and who clean them and who mind them and the sacristan and so on, a lot of them have been cocooning as well. So they wouldn't have been able to attend to this, to the care of the churches and the cleaning and so on.
Mm.
So, and as well as we didn't want people gathering in crowds either, obviously. And this is still not about people gathering in crowds. So people will still have to keep physical distancing, even if they go into the churches. And the way it's going to be done is each church will have a one-way system within it so that the aisles will be taped off and people will go in one door and come out another.
Okay, and you're absolutely sure that you're not going to get any backlash from any government department or the HSE just to revisit. Phase one on the 18th of May allows for outdoor meetings between four people from different households, open up childcare for health workers, phased return of outdoor workers, open retailers primarily outdoors, garden centres, things like that, opening outdoor public...
There are situations, Neil, where people would be meeting. This is what we're doing with the churches is very similar to what the pharmacies are doing, what the shops are doing. So you go in, I go into the shop once a week at the minute, and I'm 2 meters minimum away from the nearest person to me the whole time. I sanitize going into the shop, I sanitize on the way out. So, and we've also checked our procedures with the public health people.
And they're all cool with that.
And they have vetted what we're doing. And
just hold on for a second, Father Tom, if you want, with regards to the Bishop of Cork's office and direction from the Bishop of Cork. But I just want to go down to Ballymacoda to the parish priest down there, Father Kevin Mulcahy. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. I'm not the parish priest.
My apologies. It says here you are. So, but you're a priest in...
I'm the curate here in Ballymacoda,
priest of the parish. And you've been saying Mass, have you?
I have, yeah.
Okay. For all along, is it?
Yeah. You see, the church here in Ballymacoda is nearly as big as the cathedral in Cove.
Right.
And I've only about a half dozen people, and they can stand yards apart from each other.
Okay. But that's against... is it against regulations or recommendations or guidelines, I wonder?
Well, I suppose, technically speaking, I'm not supposed to be going out at all.
Yeah.
But I think being locked in your house all day would drive you to either to drink or something else.
Okay, so you're over 70, is it?
I am over 80.
Over 80?
Yeah.
Fair play to you. And even into your 80s, you were still venturing out when people over 70 were told to be cocooning.
I am, of course.
Why do you say of course?
This is a healthy part of the country. Listen, I have to go out and do a bit of shopping and get a few things for myself.
I know. Of course you do.
I have to go to the shop and buy food and stuff.
Yeah. And does the bishop know that you were saying Mass all along?
He did, sure. I was complaining to him and he rang me and I told him that the Mass was semi-private, that there was only about a half dozen people at it, and he didn't tell me to stop.
You see, he was okay with it then?
Well, he didn't say anything.
Okay, so you do your own thing, like?
Yes.
Yeah, you've always done your own.
I had Mass this morning, though, there were 6 people at it.
And they were all very separate inside in the church?
Of course.
Yeah. And is there a Mass on Sundays then as well?
Well, it's the official one at 11 o'clock, isn't there? I have a sort of a private one at 9:30.
The door's open?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And who complained to you? Was it people in the parish?
Well, I don't know. It must have been somebody in the parish. I don't know.
But they might have been worried that elderly people might have got sick if they went out, you see, and things like that.
Well, as they would say in Galway, they have little for doing.
All right. Okay. So you're just doing your own thing and will continue to say Mass on a regular basis?
I will, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I have a big set of prayers for protection from this virus.
Do you think the prayers will keep you...
I was just thinking that I was reading the story of St. Charles Borromeo from Milan, and there was a plague there, and instead of closing the churches, he got the people to go out in processions and all the rest of it.
That's not recommended, though. I know
it's not recommended.
Yeah, do you believe that prayer will keep you...
Of course I do.
Safe from COVID-19?
Of course I do.
Prayer alone?
Well, I wouldn't be doing stupid things either, like you'd use a bit of common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to mind yourself if you're into the 80s, though. You're not shaking hands with parishioners or anything like that.
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
There's no hugging or shaking hands or anything at all at that thing. I keep my distance even when I'm talking to people. We stand apart, you know?
Okay, so what if people hear that there's Mass in Ballymacoda and they all start going there now?
Well, I suppose, honestly, I can't turn them away, can I?
But what if you're full?
I don't imagine that. Even in the best of times here, we're never full.
All right, okay. Is there water in the holy water font?
No, I took the holy water out of the holy water fonts.
All right, okay.
But there was one of the people this morning coming to Mass, brought a little bottle and put water into them again.
What did you do about that?
I didn't do anything yet, but I'm closing the church and I'll take it out again.
All right. Stay safe. Thanks for taking the call, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
God bless you too. Okay. That's Father Kevin Mulcahy, Ballymacoda. What do you make of that? I don't know. Can you comment at all, Father Tom?
Sounds like the People's Republic of Ballymacoda.
It does, really, doesn't it? Well said. Well put. I don't know if I even should be laughing. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, so look, it just goes to show that you have on your program every day a full spectrum of humanity.
There you have it.
We're not all the same ever. And, you know, sure, I suppose my grandmother used to say if we were all the same, the world would be very queer.
I hope he doesn't get complained again now. Or the bishop gets onto him a second time, or the bishop comes out and puts a padlock on the church.
Well, I suppose we've been clear, or the Bishop Clinton and our diocese has been clear that I suppose public safety and the public health guidance is really paramount. So, our churches have all been closed. I must admit, I can empathise with a bit of what he's saying in the sense that a lot of people have really felt the absence of being able to go into their churches. And it's something that a lot of people have been saying, and they're very genuine about that.
I think a lot of people would be very excited with the news this morning.
And, you know, so the only thing we would say to people is that, you know, we're not throwing open the doors and a whole gang of people landing in at the one time. This is going to have to be very carefully managed and very gently done and carefully done. So if people want to check the guidance on it, if they want, it's on our website, which is corkandross.org. And they'll see the guidance that the bishop has given. It's very detailed. So we're going to be asking people in the parishes, not just the clergy, but some of the key parishioners to help with getting the churches ready and to make sure that all the required steps are actually in place before the church can be safe.
Is that all churches then from next week, Monday?
What the bishop has suggested is that every parish would open at least one. And then we gradually get the others open as well, because some parishes would have three churches and some places would have four. So they're going to start with getting one right. And then, and they won't be open all day. A lot of the churches will have designated hours, you know, because there will be stewards in place as well. So it, again, it's, this is not being done casually. There's been a lot of thought and a lot of planning put into it by the bishop and by people in the diocese with consultation with the public health people to make sure that...
Do you have any role to play in funerals where way too many people turn up?
Well, they're not turning up in the churches, Neil.
Yeah.
The church can only control who's inside in the church building, and churches, in fairness, have been very careful about that with the assistance of the undertakers, so there has been very good compliance around that. In some situations, like, it's really, really difficult. I think... You know, I think there are two groups of people that have been, that have really hurt in this crisis. And the number one group of the people is people who've lost loved ones during this crisis. There's something really cruel about the fact that people can't get the support of their loved ones and of the extended community at kind of a time of carrying the heavy cross of grief. And we are brilliant as Irish people at supporting one another at times like this, and people go to all ends of the earth to help people in grief. But our hands are really tight by the restrictions on this, and that's been a real heavy cross. And I think the other group of people that I'm very conscious of is people who have loved ones in hospitals and nursing homes and they can't have contact with
them. I know that, yeah.
You know, they're the two groups of people.
But in the case of the funerals, it's not your call, and the undertakers have told me the same, that they don't have any powers in that regard, that if anybody, it's only the Garda Síochána and people making the right decisions themselves.
You can't regulate what happens on a street or what happens in a, you know, in an open space. It's very difficult, and I know some of the funerals in recent times have been really poignant and have been really, really painful, and it's a really difficult thing to do. And I suppose everybody, to be fair, in the country, most people have really been doing their best to comply with the regulations and to keep people safe. Okay. And that's the kind of thing we're going to aim to keep doing, because we don't know when this is going to end.
And what then finally about the mock communions? What are your thoughts on that? Are the bishops, people dressing up and having the day, even though there's not the sacrament of Holy Communion, these mock Holy Communions?
Which I don't know if you could call it, there isn't any such thing as a mock Holy Communion, really. I mean, in, you know, I can understand some families are frustrated maybe by missing out on the day. The kids are getting bored now at home. You know, it's very hard for families, especially in the urban environments where people don't even have space around them. And I don't know how they're managing to stay sane in confined spaces and keep the kids occupied. And there's only so much homework you can do. There's only so much.
Yeah, but this is putting on the communion dresses or the communion suit or what have you and having a barbecue or a party and taking photographs. And is that okay?
Sure. I wouldn't see any major harm in it, to be honest, you know.
Okay.
I think it's a bit of a distraction for people. I there's no issue. It's not a sacrament. I don't think they're being disrespectful. I think if they're being entertaining themselves and just passing away a half a day, there's no harm in it. I look forward to the day, please God. We don't know yet when this will happen, but it'll be down the road, a good bit at this stage, when we'll be able to actually celebrate the first communions with the families. I don't know when that's going to be.
Okay, but at least they have divine permission now.
We should look. The day, Neil, that people need permission to light a barbecue, we'd be in serious trouble altogether.
You should be doing stand up. Go on.
Cork people will always come up with creative ways of entertaining themselves anyway, no matter what they do. And we always have a skeptical view of rules and regulations, as you've already evidenced on the program there. So, you know, your priest jumping ditches and family jumping ditches of things, and so that'll always happen.
All right, by fair play. But at least we know now that it's all right and that there's a phased reopening of churches from Monday. Father Tom, thanks for taking the call, and regards to Bishop Finton. Thanks a lot. Cheers for
all
now.
The best, Neil. Take